today I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about hip flexors. And at lunch, I made this kind of grandiose statement when I introduced myself to the group and said, there's a pose that's killing you, and I was going to reveal to you why. And some of you, especially in Mimi's group, may hate me afterwards. Because it's a yoga pose that a lot of us really love, but it's really hurting us. And it's not a pose that you'll think of. It's going to shock you. And that pose is child's pose. Child's pose, and sometimes it's called knees to chest. The Sanskrit word is apanasana. These are the two poses that are really killing a lot of people. And the irony is that a lot of people come to yoga to fix their back problems. And, you know, yoga does fix a lot of back problems, and there's a really good explanation for that. There are certain poses that we do which are really strengthening to a lot of the spinal erector muscles. And there's also a lot of poses like just cobra pose or upward dog that is putting our back into extension. And so anytime we're going to start putting our back into extension, it's going to really help us. We spend most of our life doing this, you know. But it's, I should have a lazy Susan in here so you can all see what I'm doing in my back. But we're really kind of rounding in our back. So our back is in flexion here. And when we're coming into a lot of back bends, what are we doing? We're doing extension. And so this extension starts to change the space in the spine and starts to rehydrate the discs that are supporting or that are in between the vertebrae. So that's a good reason. But at the same time, we're also abusing our body a lot. We're abusing our muscular system. And two of those poses, ironically, I think you said earlier, pigeon pose. Definitely pigeon is on the list. In fact, that's a whole nother discussion. Pigeon pose. Oh, don't even get me started. But the simple reason for this is because when you are doing certain poses, the idea is that we actually want to strengthen the hip flexors. What do we want to do? Strengthen the hip flexors. And when you do a pose like apanasana or child's pose, you actually start to bypass the brain, mechanism. Your body can only move to a certain distance, and I'm going to demonstrate what that means in a moment. Your body only can contract, muscles can only contract so far. And so if you can only bring your knees to your chest at a certain distance, and then if you hug your knees, you're pulling your knees in further, you're pushing the muscle beyond what its capacity is to do. So if you don't believe me, and I know, Alexis, that you're online with us, and you're super flexible, so you're the probably exception to this. But if you guys just quickly come onto your backs and just lie down onto your backs and have your arms out to the sides, because I really want you to take the arms out of this kind of pose here. And just simply bring your knees to your chest, but don't hug your knees. Just pull your knees in. Now, you can kind of see how close your knees are. Alex, you definitely want to try and keep your buttocks down, so keep the lower back down so you don't lift the pelvis off the floor. And just kind of notice where your knees are, okay? So if you think about it for a moment, you can kind of quickly sit up and look at me just for a second. But if you think about this for a moment, and I'm on my back and I pull my knees in, this is my range of motion right now. And so my brain is connected to these muscles and connected to the range of motion. Now, you're probably saying, Aaron, who the hell cares about hip flexors? What do hip flexors really do? Well, one of the biggest hip flexors is the psoas muscle. And I wish I had my Skelly here. But the psoas muscle comes up and wraps. It's the only muscle that supports the lower back. Do you think there might be a connection with people throwing out their backs in yoga and the psoas? Absolutely. So we really want to do two things. One, we want to avoid postures that are maybe overusing or overabusing our hip flexors. And then we also want to do poses that are actually strengthening our hip flexors. Okay. So having said that, what I'd like you guys to do is to come onto your backs and again, just bring your knees in. And I want you just to notice again, your range of motion. So a lot of how I teach is just, again, noticing your body, conducting experiments, and then noticing what changes. And for me, this is the practice of yoga. So now start to straighten your legs coming onto your back. And we're going to conduct a little experiment. And this may be a little bit too much for some of you, especially if you've been lazing around all day or sitting in a chair. So if it's too much, obviously don't do it. But if you can, just very shortly, I want you to lift your legs to about 30 degrees. And just notice how that feels and then slowly lower down. I've been sitting for about the last 90 minutes, so I don't know about you guys, but I feel like my legs are like lead weights. So bring your legs to 90 degrees. Bring your knees to 90 degrees, I'm sorry. And have your knees flexed at 90 degrees. And then, of course, your knees are sort of over your hips. Don't let your knees come closer. Just keep your knees over your hips. Then bring your hands to the knees. And I want you, just in front of the knees, and all I want you to do is push your knees into your hands. So I'm going to repeat that one more time. Push your knees into your hands. Keep your arms straight. And then relax and let the feet come down to the floor. And just take a breath. Now that was a very simple hack to get the hip flexors activated. Bring the knees again to 90 degrees. And so when we're doing muscle activation, the rule of thumb is 6 seconds, 6 times. Bring the hands just to your knees and then press the knees into the hands. And then relax down. Very good. Okay, and then bring the knees up and push the knees into the hands. Holding 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then relax down. And then bring the knees up and press the knees into the hands. Keep the arms straight. So extend the elbows. Don't let the elbows bend. And then back down. Very good. And do it again. And press the knees into the hands. 2, 3, 4. Now you may feel this a little bit in your abdominals. You really shouldn't be. This isn't really a exercise for abdominals. But sometimes you will, and that's okay. Bring the knees up. Press the knees into the hands and hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then relax down. And then do it again. Last one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, straighten the legs out. And then lift the legs up and notice if there's a difference. Okay, and then lower back down. Was there a difference? Yes? Do you guys feel it? Was it easier? Okay. So all that's happening is we're turning on a light switch in the muscle. The muscle is already strong. For most of us, it's strong. But for a lot of us, the muscles are not connecting to the brain well. So we want to get those muscles back on. Now, to see the difference, and this is, maybe you'll see it, maybe you won't. I did this earlier, actually today, just to test my theory, and it worked. So, and I've tested it on other people. So come onto your back, and we're going to do the exact thing I told you not to do. Bring your knees into your chest, and then hug them. And I want you to pull the knees in. Now, two things to notice. One is, like, how much further you can get your knees to your chest when you hug them. Yes, you can definitely push a muscle beyond what its capacity is to do. There's no doubt about it. Okay? But notice that there's no muscles. The second thing is notice that you're actually not using muscles at this point. You're using, this is called passive movements. You're moving your knees passively to your chest, meaning that you're pulling with your arms. You're not actually contracting any muscles. Okay, and then relax the legs down. Relax. And now lift the legs back up. Did you guys notice the difference? Okay. So I can't leave you messed up. So we're not going to do it 6 seconds, six times on this one. We're going to do some other stuff. But just to make sure that you guys are activated, bring your knees to 90 degrees and press the knees into the hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, and relax the legs down. And then do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, and relax down. And do it again. And one, two, three, four, five, six, and relax down. Good. Bring your, so we're going to continue with the class, but we're going to work on some different aspects of the hips today and looking at strengthening hip flexors. So bring your arms out to the sides. And this time, again, you're going to pull the knees into your chest. Now, after doing all of this work, you may notice that your muscles' ability to contract, i.e., your body's ability to pull the knees into the chest has changed now that those muscles are waking up. So press down into the shoulder blades. Let's put a block in between the thighs and squeeze that block so there's a bit of adduction in the hip flexors. And then let the knees come over about 45 degrees or about halfway. No more than halfway. Pull the knees up towards the chest. Pull the pubic bone towards the navel, and then inhale back up, and exhale back over to the side. Good. And then inhale back up, and exhale back over. And inhale back up, and exhale back over to the other side. But just halfway, no more than halfway. Good. And then back up, inhale. And exhale back over to this other side. Good. And then back up. And then back over to the other side. Okay, so we'll do it two more times. One more time each side. Inhale back up. And then exhale over to the right. And I want you just to stay here for about 30 seconds. So pull the pubic bone upwards. Squeeze the block. If it's within your capacity, look over to the left a little bit. Exercising those rotator muscles in the neck. Squeeze your belly in towards your spine, and then inhale back up, and exhale over to the left. And again, if it's in your capacity, look over to the right. Nice. Pull the pubic bone upwards. Really lovely. Squeeze the belly. Squeeze the sides of the belly towards the midline. The midline, this is a wonderful ligament called the linea alba. Squeeze the abdominal muscles to that point. And then inhale back up. And exhale, relax the legs down. Take the block out. Very good. Now, bring your legs straight again. And this is a little bit of, we're going to do a strengthening exercise, but we're going to see if we can see the difference here. Turn your left leg out to the left, so a completely external rotation of your left leg, and then slide the left leg out 45 degrees. And then lift the leg up. Now, we did all of that muscle activation earlier, so lifting the leg up may not be difficult. But I just want you to lower back down, bend the knees again into like bridge feet, and then bring your left ankle to your right knee. Bring your right hand to your left knee, and then bring your left hand over your right hand. And I want you to push that left knee into the right hand. Okay, so if you actually slide your left hand down to your core, you might notice that it's tightening, it's engaging. That's your psoas muscle popping out. And then relax the left leg and relax the right arm just for a moment. Then bring your right arm back up and push the left knee into the right hand. And holding 3, 4, 5, 6, and relax. And then press the left knee into the right hand and holding 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and relax. And do it again, holding 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and relax. And holding again, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and relax. And then do it again, holding 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And we'll do it just one more time. Relax it. And then push the knee into the right hand. And holding 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And relax. Let the left foot come down. Very nice. Now, straighten the legs out. I promised you another experiment. So straighten the legs out. Turn the left leg out. Externally rotate the left leg as much as you can. Slide the leg out to 45 degrees. Really relax the right hip. Keep your right hand on your right hip. Relax that side of the body down so you're not compensating. And then lift the left leg up. And just hold the left leg there. We're going to hold it for 10 seconds. And you might notice that was a little bit easier this time. May not be completely easy because some of you are not so strong, but it was easier that the muscle is now working better. And then slowly lower the leg down. Okay, good. So did you guys get that? Was it a little bit easier that second time? Yeah, could you feel the difference? So that's specifically the psoas muscle, and the psoas muscle is the muscle that I was talking about earlier. It's the only muscle that attaches to the front of the spine. It's the only muscle out of all the muscles. You have a ton of muscles on the back of the spine, but it's the only muscle that supports the front of the spine. So let's do it on the right side. Again, straightening your legs out. Externally rotate the right leg. Bring the right leg out to 45 degrees. And then lift the leg up. Lift the leg up, just notice how that is, and then lower down. Good, and then bend the feet into bridge feet, and bring the right foot across the left knee. Nice, and then bring your left hand to just above or at the right knee, and you can bring the right hand. I like to really feel my psoas as I'm doing this, so I didn't landmark at the other side too well, but if you feel where your right pelvic bone is and then the navel center, the belly button, and somewhere in the middle, like right in the middle, bring your hands and press inward and down and then press the knee into the hands and you'll feel your psoas pop out. It's a really big muscle. It's not a tiny muscle. It's a big muscle, but it's a big muscle that's not working in a lot of people. And then relax. And then bring the hand to the knee and do it again. And holding 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And relax. And then do it again. Press the knee into the hand. One of the biggest culprits of the psoas shutting down, of the psoas not firing, is sitting. You know, and some of us, in our daily lives, we drive, relax. We drive long distances to get to work or the grocery store. Some of us have to drive from our homes to Costco, press the knee into the hand. And, you know, even just sitting for 30 minutes kind of has a big effect on the psoas shutting down. Press a little bit more and relax. And then do it again. Press the knee into the hands. And holding 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And relax. And then do it again. Pressing the knee into the hands and holding 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And relax. And then pressing the knee into the hands and holding 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Good. And we'll do it just one more time. And press the knee into the hands and holding 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And relax. Good. Straighten the leg. And then turn that right leg out. So really nice external rotation of the right leg. Bring the right leg out to 45 degrees. And then lift the leg up. And you might notice it's a little easier. Yes or yes? We'll hold it for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Very good, you guys. Okay, bring the arms up to the sides, knees into the chest, and inhale, press the feet up to the sky, and exhale, squeeze the knees into the chest. Some of you who have quote-unquote tight hamstrings, inhale, push the feet up. You might notice that this just got a lot easier. And then exhale, bring the knees into the chest. Inhale, press the legs up. And exhale, squeeze the knees into the chest. And inhale, press the feet up. And exhale, knees into the chest. Good. And one more time. Push up. Good. And now stay there and breathe. Just a couple of breaths, not too long. Really push the heels, the inner heels, up to the sky. See if you can feel the whole inner leg becoming completely enlivened. Good. Now lower the right leg down to about 45 degrees. So that means about halfway. Really fill both heels of your feet with your breath. So feel your breath enliven both heels of the feet. Slowly bring the right leg back up and then lower the left leg back down about 45 degrees. Again, press through the heels of your feet. Good. And breathe in one more breath and then bring the leg back up. Good. And then slowly to the count of 10, we're going to lower the legs down to the floor. This will really start to eccentrically engage the hip flexors, but do it really slow. Of course, if you need to come down quickly, do so. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Holy Hannah, that was hard. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't that hard. And I know I'm a naughty teacher. All right. I crack myself up. Okay, roll over to the side. Come on to all fours. Inhale, lift the chest and heart. And exhale, coming into downward facing dog. Now, some of you that struggle with this pose, again, you know, some of us, you have to walk your feet out and quote unquote stretch the hamstrings. But because the hip flexors are engaging properly, you might notice it's a little bit easier. Inhale, come to your hands and knees, lift the chest and heart. And exhale, and come into downward facing dog. Very good. And inhale, come to your hands and knees, lift the chest and heart. And exhale, come into downward facing dog. Very nice. And inhale, come to your hands and knees, lift the chest and heart. and exhale, come into downward facing dog. Very good. Okay. So inhale, bring the left knee down to the floor, turn the right heel over to the left, and bring the right hand, reach up to the sky. Good. Now, look down at your left hand just for a moment, and then inhale, look up to your right hand. Now, look up as far as you can without kinking your neck, and then exhale very slowly with your exhale, lower your gaze back to your left hand. And inhale and take your gaze slowly up to your right hand. Again, don't kink your neck, but also see if you can explore that end capacity gently, and then exhale, slowly lower the gaze to the left hand. Inhale, take your gaze upwards. And exhale, take your gaze downward. Good, bring the right hand down, step your left foot back. And inhale, come to your knees, lift the chest and heart slowly by engaging the core. Exhale, come into downward facing dog. Inhale, bring your right knee down to the floor. The right hand comes underneath the shoulders. And bring your left hand up to the sky. Again, your gaze now is still at your right hand. Inhale, take your gaze slowly up to your left hand. And exhale, take your gaze down to your right hand. Again, moving with your breath, just don't drop your head. Inhale, take your gaze up towards your left hand and breathing in deeply. Again, see if you can explore your end range, but gently and delicately. Exhale, slowly lower the chin down towards your right hand. Inhale, take your gaze up to your left hand. And exhale, take your gaze slowly down towards the right hand. Good. Come back to all fours. Come back into downward dog. And inhale, come to your knees again. Arch the back a bit. Lift the chest and heart. Take the sides of the belly in. Maintain that neutrality of the spine as you come into downward dog. Pressing down into the hands between the space of the forefinger and thumb. Very good. Now take your right leg up to the sky, but keep the knee bent here. So keep the knee bent, flex the knee about 90 degrees, and then see if you can really press that heel upwards without lifting your right hip. So drop the right hip a bit and press the foot up. Good. And then lower the right knee down towards the mat, but not all the way, just down a bit. And then kick or press that right heel up while keeping the knee flexed at 90 degrees. You might feel this a little bit in your glutes. We'll do it one more time. Bring the knee down a little bit and then kick the foot up. And hold it there, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and lower down. And then bring the left leg up, bend the knee, and kick the heel up. Keep the hips as square as possible. Good. And then slowly bring the knee down a bit, and then press that heel up to the sky. You should feel this in your glutes. You should feel your glute contracting a little bit. Lower the knee down. We'll do it one more time. Press the foot up. Feel that glute contracting and holding. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and slowly lower down. Good. Now let's turn the heels over to the left. Come and balance on the left hand. And if that's too much for you, you can again bring that lower knee down. Very good. Now once you have balance here, bring that right foot into the left inner leg. And then if you really want to go for broke, lift that leg up and then lift the hand up. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and lower down. Nice. Was that a little challenging for you guys? Did you get that? Yeah. Okay, good. Let's do it to the other side. Turn the heels over. Balance on the right hand. Now, once you have that, you can bring the hand or the foot into the inside of the right leg. And then if you have that, lift the leg up and hold 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come into dog pose. Nice. Inhale, come to your knees. Lift the chest and heart. And exhale, come into dog pose. All right. Inhale, slowly walk the feet up to the hands, or the hands to the feet, I don't care. And then bring the hands to your waist. Engage the core, navel to spine, and then come on all the way back up. Extending the spine. Very nice. Okay, so what I'd like you guys to do is to grab your block. I have a wooden block here. You don't have to use a wooden block. I like the wooden blocks because they're really heavy and it makes you work a little harder. But sometimes working harder isn't always, you know, the best thing. What do we have to do? We have to work smarter. What do we have to do? Work smarter, not harder all the time. So, but whatever you want to do, and if you don't have a block, you have two options. If you're at home following this, you can take a really hard pillow, like a couch cushion, bring it in between your thighs as well. So if you don't have a block, you can also use that as well. And if you don't have a block or a couch cushion, you can just stand with your feet hip distance apart. You really got to focus on squeezing the hips to midline. But for now, for us, we're going to use the blocks here. So you're going to really squeeze the block, or sorry, squeeze the hips into the midline. Now, we were talking earlier about the psoas. Remember this muscle that comes and wraps around or in front of the lower back, literally. I mean, it's the only muscle there. But the interesting thing is that muscle attaches right at the top, almost the top of the femur bone. So if you bring your fingers in here into your inner groins, and you can kind of, you're not going to feel this, like where that bone is. It's a little bone that sticks out like your thumb. It's called the lesser trochanter. But when you squeeze the block, guess what's happening? The psoas is contracting, okay? So, and then of course our hips are stabilizing. So we're gonna do a couple of things here. But for now, inhale, bring the arms reach up, squeeze in, and then exhale, bring the hands back to the waist. Inhale, bring the hands reach up. And take the biceps a little bit behind the ears, lift up through the heart, press down into the backs of the heels, exhale, bring the hands back down. So, interesting thing that you notice, and as I've done it many times, that I am always at awe of, when I bring my hands up, there's a tendency for my butt to stick out. But if I'm squeezing the block, my hips don't start to move back and my lower back is more stabilized. So just see if you can notice that. Inhale, bring the hands, reach up. Squeeze the block, lift up through the heart, and then see if you can actually bring the biceps a little bit further back behind the ears, and then exhale, bring the hands back down beside your waist. Inhale, bring the hands, reach up. And this time we'll stay here for a couple of breaths. So keep lifting up through the heart. Draw the shoulder blades down, lift up through the center of your chest, and just above the center of the chest is a bone called the manubrium. Lift up through the manubrium, feel the collarbones broadening if you can. Can you see if you can take the arm bones back a little bit more and come into a sweet little back bend here and exhale, bring the hands to Namaste Mudra. Just for a moment, feel that energy. Just close your eyes. It's a lot of potent energy released in backbending. Okay. So the next thing we're going to do is bring the hands, reach up. Interlace your fingers. I call these Charlie's Angels hands. Lift up through the heart. And then come on, squeeze the block. And then come on over to your right. Good. And then come on back up. We're going to do the same side actually a few times. So you're going to go over to the right. So come on over to your right and hold it. Squeeze the block. Press down into the backs of the heels. Come on back up. When you're coming over this time, see if you can really sense the right side of your body shortening. Don't worry about what the left side is doing. Just see if you can shorten the right side of your body. So come on over. Allow the right side to shorten. Nice. Squeeze the block. Come into the backs of the heels and then come on back up. Do it again. Come on over. Squeeze the block. Shorten the right side. And come on back up. And come on back over. And squeeze the block, come into the backs of the heels. Lift up at the shin bones, outer shin bones to midline. Lift up, spiral the heart open. Inhale, come back up. We're going to do it one more time. Exhale, come on over. Again, shorten the right side. We're shortening those oblique muscles, the quadratus lumborum. Push down into the backs of the heels. Spiral the navel up, inhale, come back up, exhale, namaste mudra. So a little question there. Did you guys feel this muscle engaging? Okay, so it's a very different idea. In applied yoga anatomy, we're always looking at how to shorten muscles rather than elongating them. And muscles will elongate once the opposite muscle can contract better. Okay, so we're always obsessed in yoga, open the body. Well, if the muscles that aren't contracting properly, aren't doing their jobs, then the other muscles are not going to open up. Inhale, come back up. This time we're going to go over to the left. Lift up at the heart, come down through the backs of the heels, and then come on over to the left. And squeeze through the left side of your body. Inhale deeply, and then come on back up. Reach up through the heart, squeeze the sides of the belly inward, come on over to the other side, to the left side, and squeeze the block, come into the backs of the heels, lift up at the shin bones, outer shin bones to midline, spiral the heart open, and come on back up. And then come on back over. Good. Again, squeeze those obliques on the left side. See if you can just kind of tune in with your mind to feel those muscles contracting and shortening. Come on back up. And come on back over. Deep breathing here. Remember to breathe. Feel the fullest capacity of your lungs expanding. Come on back up. And we'll do it one more time. Lift up through the heart. Lift, lift, lift. Come on over. Squeeze through the left side. Feel all of the toxins of the last year just draining from your body. And come on back up. And exhale. Namaste mudra. Inhale deeply. Allow yourself to feel your enlivened body. Allow yourself to feel this body that's getting strengthened. Developing a new sense of resilience, inner determination, indomitable willpower. All right, so bring the hands down, and this time you're going to bring the hands to your opposite elbows and just lift you don't have to lift them up, but I want you to really lift the chest up. And don't be afraid, I don't want you to stick your butt out. But I also don't want you to be afraid of having some lumbar curve here. So have some extension in your lower back. And then twist as much as you can to your right. So twist to your right. As much as you can. Now squeeze the block. And Alex, don't let your hips come with you. So keep the hips where they are. The only thing that's turning is your torso. And come back to center. So just let me just show you really quickly, just so that you understand. So I'm squeezing the blocks, squeezing the hips, sorry, into the midline, which in this case is the block. So my hips are not going to move. The only thing that's going to move here is my elbows coming and my torso, obviously, to the right. Okay, so let's do that again. Bring the hands to the elbows and kind of twist over to the right. And lifting up and then come back to center. Lift up, up, up as high as you can and then twist to your right. Squeeze the block. Squeeze the block, squeeze the shin bones towards each other, and then come back. Good. So, Alex, you're now twisting your hips to the left while you're moving your torso. Try and keep the hips centered. That's better. Yeah. Now, just keep the hips locked there. That's good, Alex, number two. And twist to your right. Lift up through the chest. Feel the lower back extending. Nice. And come back to center. This is such a great pose to really activate the oblique muscles. Engage the core, sides of the belly into the midline. Now twist from that place. Feel the sides of the belly contracting towards the midline, towards the linea alba, towards the navel center. And come back to center. Lift up at the chest and exhale and twist it. There you go. 4, 5, 6, and then come back. You feeling this dynamic movement? Yeah. It's really, this is like working muscles at a very deep level. It's not surface at all. It's just it's awakening your body at a very deep cellular level and a function of connecting brain to muscle. Okay, bring the hands back to your elbows. Lift up at the chest. You can let your lower back extend a little bit, but rise out as much as you can, Alex, from your waist. That's good. Keep lifting up, and then twist to your left. Nice. Keep squeezing the block, shin bones to midline. Even see if you can lift the shin bones up towards the knees and the knees into the thighs. Come back to center. Inhale, lift up. Exhale, twist. Nice. Keep there, lifting up through the chest. And come back to center. Lift up at the chest again. Feel the shin bones drawing inwards. And then exhale and twist over to the right. And come back to center. We'll do it two more times. Lift up at the chest. Feel the lower back extending. Exhale, come over to the right. And come back to center. We'll do it one more time. Lift up at the chest. Squeeze the hips into the midline. Nice, Gloria. Exhale and twist over to the right. Nice. Keep lifting up. Can you twist a little bit more without moving the hips? Without moving the hips, Nate. There you go. And inhale, come back to center. Exhale, relax the arms. Just close your eyes. You know, twisting awakens so much physiologically, mentally, spiritually. Spiritually, twisting awakens us to that inner spiritual potency of power, determination, focus, manifestation of life purpose. It draws our senses inward to experience the inner resilience and resplendence of our inner kingdom. Very good. Okay, let's take the block out. Very nice. So what I'd like you guys to do, we're going to just play with something. We're going to do another hip, sort of hip flexor strengthening thing, which is going to be fun. How did you know what we were going to do next? That's exactly it. But before we do, I want you guys to notice something. So one of the most common mistakes, and I've been guilty of this as well in my yoga career, is thinking that tight hamstrings are the problem. Tight hamstrings are not the problem. Activating hip flexors is more often the problem. So bring your right foot forward. And just have the hands on the waist here. Have the your left foot a little bit over to the left. And so don't be so local in the foot placement. Have a little bit of a wider gait. Have the hands on the waist here. Lift the chest up. Maybe even lift your right toes off the floor and then come forward. And just with an extended spine. So don't allow the back to round at all. But just come forward as far as you kind of can. So if I'm really honest, I could come actually a little bit more. But if I'm really honest, this is about as far as I can go. Okay, and then come on back up. Good. So come bring the feet together. So just kind of notice that. And then bring your right foot up. And so we're going to do Virkasana tree pose. So you can kind of either stand like this. So if it's hard to balance, you can do that. You can also bring the foot to the shin bone or the foot to the inner thigh. And then if you can, bring the hands to namaste or up above your head. I'm just going to hold it for just a few seconds. Really focus on what we often call in yoga your drishti. That means your gaze. Where are you gazing to? Really hold one spot, and you'll notice that as you hold one spot, that it will be easier to maintain your balance. Good, and then bring the hands to the waist. Lift that right knee up. Good, now straighten the leg. And it's kind of nice to use a little bit of a prop here, but try and lift the leg up as high as you can, and then bend the knee and slowly lower down. Good, and then lift the leg up again. You don't have to lift the knee up as high as you can, but do try to work on straightening the leg and then lift the leg up a little higher. Don't lean back, so keep your torso really erect. Bend the knee and slowly lower down. What you don't want to do is like this. Like you're kicking the leg up. We're not the Rockettes here. We are the Yogettes. So lift the knee up. Find your balance. And then kick the leg straight. Again, don't lean back. Okay. 3, 4, 5, 6. Good. And then slowly down. And then lift the knee up. And straighten the leg. 2, 3, 4. Lift up, Alex. Lift up your heart. Good. Lift up your heart. And down. Good. Okay, so take the leg out. The right leg out. Same leg. And this time we're actually going to stay here for a little bit. But bring your hands to your waist. Lift the heart. Take the sides of the belly in. If you don't know what that means, like to visualize it, then literally do it. Take your hands and pull all of that stuff towards the midline. I was just on vacation last weekend and ate a lot of food, and I'm just feeling it right now. And kind of twist your navel, twist your torso a little to the right, and then come over forward. And you might notice that you've gone a little bit further than you did last time. Good. And just hold it there. 2. Breathe in. 3. Extend the heart, sides of the belly. And again, if you don't know where they are, just take the hands to the sides of the belly. Extend the heart as much as you can. And slowly come back up. Good. And then step the back foot up to the front. Just pause. That is Parshvottanasana, a very grounding pose. You might have noticed that unconsciously your breath started to shift. A feeling of becoming grounded, of stability. Almost a sense of becoming steadfast. Very nice. And then step your right foot back so your left foot is forward. And again, square your hips to the front foot. So if you had two headlights here moving forward, lift the chest and heart, take the sides of the belly in, and then come forward. So it's kind of interesting, and then when you're ready, come on back up. It's kind of interesting, in order for the hamstrings to release, the quads have to be contracting properly, agonist, antagonist muscles. And so what do we do in yoga a lot of times is we ignore that, bypass the brain's response, and say, screw it, body. I'm going to come forward as far as I can and stretch into it, compromising the integrity of our lumbar spine as well as many things. But what we're looking to do is, how do we get these muscles contracting? How can this muscle shorten so this muscle can relax and elongate? Okay, so let's do the same on the left side. So again, we'll just do Virkasana, just a short 30-second hold, more or less. You can either do that option, bring the foot to the shin bone, or the foot as high as you can up the inner left groins, hands to Namaste Mudra, or hands up to the sky. It says, becoming like a tree, very focused. You've got your drishti. Your gaze is sure, and you can sway a little bit. A willow tree is able to bend, but it does not break. So you stay grounded. You have these root systems into the earth. Nice. And then bring the hands to the waist and lift the knee up in front of you. Good. And straighten the left leg, and holding 2, 3, 4. Again, try not to lean back at all, and then slowly lower down. Okay. And then lift the leg, the knee up, and then push the foot out. So you can really start to feel that when you extend the right knee, that you can feel the right quad starting to contract. If you lift it up a little higher, you feel it contract a little bit more, and bend the knee and slowly lower down. Do you guys feel that quad contracting? Okay. And lift the leg and then start to straighten the leg. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and bend the knee and slowly lower it down. We'll just do it one more time. And lift the knee. Good. And straighten the leg. Here's a little yogi challenge. Lift the arms up and then lift the leg up. Try not to lean back. And lift the knee, bend the knee, and slowly lower down. Very good. Step your left foot forward, your right foot back a bit. How are you doing, Alexis? Good. And lift the chest and the heart. And then come forward over that left leg. Remember to take the sides of the belly in. See if you can keep the lower back rounding. So there's some rounding, some extension in that lumbar spine. Inhaling deeply. And exhaling deeply. Inhaling deeply. Exhaling deeply. Very good. And then inhale back up. And exhale, step the feet back together. And just pause again. Hands either to the sides or in Namaste Mudra, yogi's choice. And just as you breathe, feel the deliciousness of the breath and the after effects of this very grounding pose. Very good. Inhale another breath or two. Becoming centered, allowing the senses to come inward. Okay. So come and sit down onto your mats. And I'm going to invite you to do one of two things or one of three things. You can sit on a block, you can sit on two or three blankets, or you can just sit on the floor. I like to sit on the blocks because when I sit on the block, it allows more space for my lower back to go into extension. If you look at Nate really quickly, like just, and I'm sure like if he tried, he could, you know, extend, but where he was, that's where a lot of us end up going. So if you bring a block underneath your buttocks, underneath your sit bones, it allows some space for their lower back to get into extension. So extend your right foot forward. Very good. And then bring the hands to the waist. And actually bring the hands behind you. Take your left hand to your right wrist. And kind of twist as much as you can. Well, not as much as you can, but twist a little bit to the right. About somewhere between 5 and 10 degrees. And see if you can actually contract that quad. If you have a problem finding the quad, support your body, lift the leg up. You'll find your quad very quickly. So contract the quads and then come forward. Exhale. Inhale, come back up. And exhale, twist a little and come forward. Inhale, come back up. And exhale and twist forward. Inhale, come back up. And exhale and twist forward. And inhale, come back up. Twist a little bit to the right and then come forward. Good, and we'll just hold it there just for a couple of breaths. Keep the spine as extended as possible. Pull the right femur bone into your right hip socket while pressing the right heel away. Keep the spine extended. And just for the next 30 seconds or so, 30, 45 seconds, just breathe. Follow the breath with your mind's eye. Sutra 113 tells us really clearly that if you want to begin to calm the mind, remind the mind of its best friend, which is the breath. And that when the breath and mind fuse together, a sense of deep peace and remembrance enters the mind. Good, and then inhale back up. And just pause and feel the breath in the body, the elongation of the spine. Nice, and then let's change legs. So stretch the left leg out forward. Okay, And then take your hands behind your back. And then this time you're going to take your right hand to the left wrist. Sitting up as erect as possible. Twist the navel to your right. Lift the chest and heart. And then exhale and come forward. And inhale back up. Yeah, that's it, Nate. And then exhale and come forward. Yeah, lift the leg up. If you disconnect to that right, I'm sorry, to your left quad, just lift the leg up a bit. And then come on back up. Just like this, Alex. Just, yeah. And then back down. You can feel it engage. So if the agonist, and come forward, the agonist is engaged properly, the antagonist, the opposite muscle relaxes. Inhale, back up. Do it two more times. Twist a little to the left. Exhale, come forward. Engaging the transverse abs, the obliques. Lifting up the pyramidalis, the pubic symphysis. Inhale, back up. Twist to the left a little and exhale, come forward. This time we're going to hold it. Keep the spine as extended as possible. There's a tendency to really want to round in the lumbar spine. So there's some extension in the lumbar spine, but then also a little slight twisting of the navel towards the left. You'll feel that when the core twists, that it actually activates. And we deepen the forward bend at the initiation of exhalation by lifting up at the pubic symphysis, which is attached to the pyramidalis, which triggers the abdominal wall to contract. Really merge the breath with your mind by following the breath with your mind. And the breath innately begins to awaken the inner luminosity of the mind's intrinsic abilities. And then come back up. Breathing in deeply and exhale deeply. Okay, good. We're going to do two more yoga postures and then we'll do Shavasana. So come and lie down, please, onto your stomachs. All right, so bring the forehead to the floor, bring the arms out to the sides, and then lift everything up as high as you can, and then swing the arms forward or swing the arms forward and lift them up and then bend the elbows, but lift the legs up as high as you can. You're going to feel this in your back muscles, and you might even feel this in your glutes, and then exhale, come down. Really relax here. Sometimes I invite people to jiggle their glutes. And so muscle activation only works, let me rephrase that, it works more effectively when you're coming at it from a relaxed state, from a parasympathetic state, which means rest and digest. So the more relaxed you are, the more in that parasympathetic state you are, the more quote-unquote bang you get for your buck. We all want some more bang for our buck. So coming at it from that relaxed place, bring the arms to the sides, lift everything up, lift it up. You might notice it's a little bit easier the second time. It's because the muscles are waking up. Swim the arms forward, lift up, and then bend the elbows and lift the leg bones up, lift them up, and then come on down. So before we're talking about muscles that need to release, one of the agonist muscles, one of the opposite muscles to the hip flexors is your glutes. So really see if you can engage the glutes. We're going to do one more thing after to really engage them. But see if you can really feel the glutes engage in this pose. Bring the arms to the sides. Lift everything up. Lift up, up, up. Swing the arms forward. Lift up and squeeze the elbows. Lift the chest. Arch the upper back. That's it, Gloria. Lift the legs up a little higher. Lift the corners of your mouth and slowly down. Hallelujah. Good. Bring the arms to the sides. Lift everything up. Lift them up. Swing the arms forward. Lift up and then squeeze the elbows. Lift the leg bones up higher. Straighten the legs a little bit more if you can, Nate. And then come on down. Okay, bring the arms to the sides. Lift everything up. Swing the arms forward. Lift up. And then squeeze the elbows back. Lift the legs up. Lift them up and down. Very good. And then one more time. Lift everything up. Lift up the legs higher. Swing the arms forward. Lift up higher. Squeeze the elbows back. Lift up, 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 and down. Very good stuff, you guys. Turn over onto your backs, please. I'm going to finish up with one more pose and then Shavasana. Okay, so for this pose, bend the knees like you would for bridge feet. Have the feet a little bit wider than hip distance. So normally you take your feet probably less than hip distance, but actually bring the heels just a little line wider than hips. And turn the toes in a little bit. Press down into the heels of the feet. Lift the hips about 2 inches off the floor. Squeeze the hips a bit. Bring the arms out to the sides. I'm sorry, not squeeze the hips. Squeeze the glutes a bit and then lift up as high as you can. So again, keep the arms out to the sides, and then slowly down. Inhale deeply, and exhale deeply. Okay, so lift the hips up a little bit, squeeze the glutes, and then lift them up as high as you can. Squeeze the glutes a little bit more, and a little bit more. And a little bit more. And come on down. Inhale deeply. Exhale deeply. And then lift up a little bit. Squeeze the glutes. And then lift up as high as you can. And squeeze the glutes. Push down into the heels of your feet. Pull the heels of your feet a little bit towards the shoulders now. Lift up a little higher and come on down. Relax, inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Lift up about 1 or 2 inches, squeeze the glutes, push down into the heels, and pull the heels a little bit towards your shoulders. Now come on up. So we're getting a little bit into hamstrings here. We're engaging the hamstrings. Lift up a little bit higher. Push your chest, push the manubrium towards the chin a little bit, and then press down the heels, lift up again, and come on down. And then jiggle out the glutes. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. And now just lift up as high as you can. Lift up as high as you can. Bring the arms out to the sides or over your head to the floor behind you. Inhale deeply. Exhale deeply. And then come on down. Straighten the legs. Let's just rest in Shavasana. I know you were probably thinking, would he ever get there? Have the arms out to the sides, palms face up. And your feet are probably in the perfect position, but if you're not sure if your feet are in neutral, just gently bring the feet back to bridge feet for a second, lift up 1 inch, lower down, and just straighten the legs without thinking about it. And let the toes drop to the sides. Allow the shoulder blades to just effortlessly drop down the back. Notice if you need some support for the neck or the head. Take your mind's eye now to the belly, to the pubic bone, and fill that pubic space with your breath. So see if you can find in your mind's eye the navel center and the pubic symphysis, and fill that space with your breath so that you feel the two pelvic bones opening on inhale and closing on exhale. See the rising of the navel center as you breathe in. See the descent of the navel as you exhale. Inhaling through your nose, exhaling through your nose. So inhale, take a deep breath in. Feel the rising of the belly. Again, the expansion of the two hip bones, the two pelvic bones. If you want to, place your hands at those two pelvic bones, the as-is bones. Feel those pelvic crests kind of expanding outwards to the sides and upwards. As you breathe in and breathe out, your consciousness comes back into your body through the breath. Slowly bend one knee and then bend the other knee. And just pause there for a moment. Breathe in deeply. And exhale deeply. And then roll over to the side. And then come and sit up. And just sit for a moment. See if there's some more awareness of your breath, more awareness or connection between the mind and breath and body. Maybe you're sitting a little differently. You notice that your muscular system, your body is able to support itself more freely with ease. Go into that place within that is resilient, that is resplendent, feeling restored and renewed. And from that place, go back out into the world with a new sense of hope and vision. Namaste. Have a great evening, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.